This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There are reports that a deal is close between Google and the Federal Trade Commission. The settlement would end a two-year investigation into whether Google unfairly uses its dominance of search to steer customers to other Google businesses. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
More than two-thirds of all American searches go through Google. Now that it's also in the restaurant review and travel business, companies like Yelp and TripAdvisor worry about Google's power. So what could changes under a deal mean for us, the folks actually doing more than 11 billion Google searches a month?
It probably won't make that much of a difference.
Danny Sullivan is editor-in-chief of Search Engine Land, and it doesn't seem like the expected terms will hurt Google's business much either. Vanderbilt business professor Luke Frobe is a former FTC chief economist.
I can't believe that Google would accept a remedy that would slow things down or not give consumers what they wanted.
Likely in the settlement, Google will limit how it uses information from rival websites in its own pages. It'll also make it easier for advertisers to transfer their Google ads to other sites. Unlikely in the settlement, anything that'll make a major dent in Google's dominance of search. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.